Welcome to Gateway's Global Weekend. This is the weekend we present the various outreach expressions of ministry and the global influence of Gateway Church to our members. You will see and hear from each of the family of ministries that make up our apostolic outreach ministries. It's our desire that whether you are joining us online or live and in person, you'll be encouraged by discovering what you are part of through Gateway Church, and that you'll be inspired to become engaged in greater ways, reflecting Gateway's passion to see God's church built and strengthened for ministry. When you give your tithe to the Lord here, 15% or 15 cents of every dollar goes to support our global ministry and enable the impact to extend across the globe. Pictures paint 1,000 words, so let me show you our global ministry impact. When you build something intended to last, the foundation must be firm and uncompromising. At Gateway Church, the foundation of every aspect of our ministry is the infallible Word of God. Acts 1:8 says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." We believe God has called us as His church to share the good news of the gospel with the whole world. And so evangelism and outreach have always been and always will be a core part of who we are as a church. But there's one particular nation that God has burdened Pastor Robert's heart for since the beginning.
I had my quiet time like always, and I was reading through the Psalms, and I got to the verse, "Pray for the peace of Jerusalem." The Lord said, "I want you to do that." So it was my first time ever to really pray for Jerusalem. To love Israel is to love the nation that God set His love on, to love the people of that nation.
The roots of our faith in Jesus are through the work of God in Israel. And obviously, as other nations and other cultures and Gentile peoples, we've been grafted into the story of what God has done through the Jewish people. And I'm so grateful that we haven't forgotten that part of the story, that even though we want to take the gospel to the ends of the earth, we're never going to forget that the gospel is the power of God to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the other nations. And so part of what we do is we partner with ministries in Israel and Messianic ministries around the world so that we can be a bridge of unity and connectivity for what God has in store for the Jewish people.
For many years, Pastor Robert has been so clear that the reason Gateway Church is blessed is because of our commitment to Romans 1:16, the good news to the Jew first and then to the nations, standing with Israel, loving the Jewish people. And pastors around the world are catching on to this message, but they're realizing they don't know what that means for them. So we at Gateway decided to create the Gateway Center for Israel to guide pastors into a biblical, healthy understanding of Israel and the Jewish people, because we know their churches, their ministries will be blessed just as it has blessed us. And so we see this ultimately as a fulfillment of what God promised in Romans 11, that the salvation of the Gentiles came with a responsibility to provoke Israel to jealousy. So then, it says in Romans 11:26, all Israel will be saved.
As we take the gospel to the Jew first, we think that there's a blessed anointing on the rest of our evangelism and outreach and discipleship efforts in the other nations.
It is true. When you bless Israel, God will bless you. It is absolutely true.
As the body of Christ, we are called to work together as one body. No one part more important than another. Churches everywhere are doing incredible work in their sphere of influence. But how much more could be accomplished for God's kingdom if we were all connected together, sharing resources and activating partnerships? With this goal in mind, we established Gateway's Church Network, Apostolic Network, and Resource Library.
Well, the heart and the vision behind the church network is to see the health of the American church increase. The goal is not to create a bunch of little gateway churches out there. We're just a friend. and we're helping them collaborate as a team and figure out vision and strategy application. We're on call. And so these guys may call us any time of the day, night, or weekend and have a staffing issue or a governance issue or financial issue. During COVID, churches that were hit the hardest were inner city urban churches, rural churches, and immigrant churches. One of those is Saints Church in Queens, New York. Such a great church, stayed on mission, had a thousand challenges that nobody even knows about, and went from regularly feeding 250 people or so, and with the COVID, that need rose to 1,000 people. You know, a lot of the people that attend that great church who lost their jobs due to the quarantine, those people who were used to giving to their church were not able to give. And so even though their finances dropped, the need around them rose. So we let the need be known among the church network. And so many churches in the church network took that need as their own. And met that need. They weren't wealthy churches. You know, didn't have a lot to give, but they were confronted with a need of a brother and rose to meet the need.
Without the help of Gateway, we would not have been able to be where we are. You know, we feed thousands of people on a weekly basis through our Legacy Center. And it's because of the financial contributions of this network that we've been able to continue on doing what it is that we love doing, feeding our neighborhood.
About 10% of the churches we serve actually have the ability to have their own church network. We would call them into a network of church networks. And we've already started that process, actually, with Pastor Jimmy Witcher.
So what we want to do is put together networks to resource them, to help birth new networks, to help find apostolic leaders and help them engage in arenas that they're connected with, bringing them together to hear God collectively, to share what one another is doing, what other folks are saying, and be able to truly coordinate efforts all over the globe for what God is doing in His kingdom.
Most churches in America are under 200 in congregation. So they don't have large staffs, they don't have great resources, and the pastor definitely doesn't have a lot of time. So it's really a burden of Pastor Roberts and Gateway to share and try to give all that we know away so they can do what God's called them to do. The Resource Library is a online digital platform of all the content that Gateway has developed and learned over the last 20 years, available for churches and leaders free.
Our church at large has benefited so greatly because as we minister to people in our congregation and in our community, there are so many different resources, different tools that we can utilize to be able to lead them and direct them down a path of, say, stewardship or marriage ministry, freedom ministry, whatever it might be.
Literally, I'm overwhelmed with the amount of resources that are there and the way that the Gateway Network team consistently is putting that information in front of us pastors. So it is remarkable that a church of Gateway size takes so much interest in churches that are so much smaller, but nonetheless, they see the importance of the kingdom aspect.
Through the apostolic networks and taking all the resources of Gateway and trying to help get those into the hands of pastors is a clear indication of the heart of Pastor Robert and the heart of Gateway Church to resource and equip churches all over the world.
Our heart is that every Christ follower be empowered to minister wherever God has placed them. There's no question that our culture is heavily influenced by the business world around us. So we asked God, how can we minister in the marketplace? God answered, and Kingdom Business Leaders was born.
What we found out is that business leaders are some of the most isolated people in the world. If you own a business, who do you talk to? Who do you connect with? And so when we form these groups, we bring these business leaders together. They can now share not just about their business, but maybe about their marriage or their family or other relationships or other issues that they're facing, and really get solutions from God's word and also wisdom from the other business owners in the group. We start with scripture and explain why God's principles work throughout the business and throughout the marketplace.
The curriculum helps facilitate conversations that are practical business conversations. But there's also very, very, very impactful points of the curriculum that address our hearts. And with that balanced approach that the curriculum offers, it allows us as business owners, as entrepreneurs, not only to have a safe place for us, but it allows us to engage with the body of Christ as business owners. The marketplace that we take part in every day as business owners and business leaders is a mission field. It's full of people whom God loves. So we get to walk out the mind of Christ every day to apply the gospel in our businesses, you know, so that we can ultimately impact the body of Christ, which is the church.
You know, because our curriculum and everything we do is Bible-based, we know as people get involved, as they work with one another and share their wisdom with one another, that they change, and that business leaders are also some of the most influential people in their community. As they change, the communities change. As the communities change, the states change. As the states change, the nation changes. Pastor Roberts always had a vision to reach the world, and we believe this is one of the ways that Gateway Church is going to reach the world through the business community.
We believe the calling on Gateway Church to be a connector and equipper for the body of Christ is not limited to the pastors and churches of today. It's vital that we also educate, prepare, and launch the next generation of ministers and kingdom-minded culture changers. Through a unique partnership between Dr. Jack Hayford and Pastor Robert Morris, the King's University is playing a key role in stewarding the future of the global church in exciting ways.
The book of Ephesians chapter 4, it really gives this beautiful picture of the local church. And it begins to talk about how the local church is there to equip people to go out and to do a life of ministry. And this is, it's in our mission statement, it's in everything we do at TKU. We want to equip people. So that's something we're very passionate about, is to make our degrees very relevant, adaptive to the times that we live in, to train pastors and future ministers to be ready to face the world that's out there when they get there. And we have students in over 13 countries right now, in Thailand, in Indonesia, in China, in Australia, in South Korea, in Canada. They're students that are pastoring churches. They're students that are leading worship at churches. There are missionaries all over the world. Missionaries like Jeremiah, who is a missionary in the Dominican Republic. Missionaries like Nicholas, who's a missionary in Finland. Missionaries like Stephanie, who's an alum of TKU, who's a missionary in an Islamic country, ministering to people. And so we see these things coming into fruition. We're not here to just build the church. Jesus said, I'll build the church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. We're here to build the kingdom of God. And Gateway is a kingdom-minded church. And the King's University is beyond honored to be some small part of the great big thing that's happening at Gateway Church.
The heart of God, the very mission He laid at the feet of the church, is to reach the lost and pour out the love of Jesus on a broken and hurting world. We take that responsibility very seriously. The heart of our leadership team is to see every campus directly impacting the local communities where we are worshiping by activating our church family and partnering with other ministries to meet the tangible needs of the people in our own backyards.
There are great organizations all over our city that are healing basically every kind of pain you can find in our city. Children, youth, the elderly, the homeless, the addict, every sector of society. We give financially, but then a big part of our heart is, hey, we want our people, Gateway Church, you can go and serve in these organizations and get involved healing and loving on your neighbors.
My sister called Amy and said, my sister's gonna have an abortion. What do I do? How do I stop her? And Amy gave her the love box. Everything said, brave girl. Somebody wrote me a handwritten letter telling me they love me, and I started to feel like maybe I could do it. I went through Embrace Grace, I went through the whole program. It was the first time in my whole life that I felt the true, authentic love of Christ through people. I felt like somebody had sat down and washed my feet, and I didn't understand why a complete stranger would love me.
From the very beginning, the people of Gateway Church have just come alongside us, from financial giving and prayer to amazing baby shower gifts and love boxes for pregnancy centers. Thousands of lives have been saved and transformed, and we are just so excited about the impact we are having together.
Before I came here, I was living in Pleasant Grove. Anybody know anything about Pleasant Grove? It's kind of rough. And growing up there, I got mixed in with the wrong crowd, and all my money was going to drugs. And it just led me to become homeless. Family members called, I'm CPS, and we lost the kids.
Dallas Life's the largest homeless shelter in all of North Texas, but I want to be known as a recovery center. That's what we really are.
They told me that there was a program called the New Life Program, Homeless No More. I just came here and just went through the program and did what I was supposed to do. Got closer to the Lord, got in my Bible real good, and everything came to me.
Now where they are is that they've made a full circle. They have their own place to live. Both he and his wife work for us here at Dallas Life. Lives of homeless people are being transformed on a daily basis here because of the people of Gateway Church.
This place changed my life. We got everything all back and more. My future's bright.
The COVID-19 crisis was unlike anything we've faced before, and the toll it took on our communities was heavier than we could have ever imagined. But in the midst of the chaos, God was moving in profound ways through the hands and feet of His church.
Our role as a church really is to meet the real needs of real people and show the love of Jesus in real, tangible ways.
The little things matter so much, and just providing a meal for all our teammates here means a lot, and we appreciate your prayers too.
Blood is essential and we can't manufacture it. We are so grateful for all the Gateway donors for coming out and donating.
We're gathered here today to pray for these amazing heroes.
Never seen something so amazing. This prayer service tonight has touched our soul, and we are so grateful.
To have a whole community of people to call, to check, to even care, to say, I wonder if they have food. I've never had somebody be so kind to me.
You have ministered so many people, you've volunteered, you've given, and we've been able to help so many people because of you.
You know, when adversity comes, you just see people step up and give of themselves. The generosity of the people of Gateway Church has never stopped.
From connecting and resourcing churches to equipping business leaders to minister in the marketplace. From educating and launching the next generation of world changers to activating our local church family in community outreach. Gateway Church is driven by a heart to see God's kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Not just in Texas, not just in America, but all over the world, in every corner of the globe. We are seeing God's church rise up in spectacular ways. And one of our greatest privileges is to come alongside and support those leading the charge in every nation and every tribe.
When we go into another country, the first question we're asking ourselves is, what is God already doing here? Because we know He's already there before we ever get there. And He's been working for a long time. And the next thing we want to know is, who's God using? Let's be a generous friend that is coming alongside, not creating a dependency on us, but empowering another. Wherever we work in partnership in the nations, Gateway Church is not the hero of the story, but that local ministry, that local church that we partner with, they're the hero of the story. We have a dear partner in the nation of South Africa, Impact Africa. They're working in refugee, high-density suburbs, squatter camps that are filled with Malawian, Zimbabwean, Zambian refugees that are crowded into South Africa looking for work. And with the HIV epidemic, these communities, some of them are over 80% HIV positive. The poverty is overwhelming. And it's so dire that many unwanted pregnancies they find babies on a regular basis thrown in creek beds and trash piles.
3 babies are abandoned every day just in our area, in the Johannesburg area, and those are only reported issues, and you can't help but begin to just be stirred. How are we a part of this? How can we not address this? Many of the things that we're doing were motivated out of seeing the need, seeing the devastation, seeing the difficulty, and then what can we do? And that is what happened with our Impact Baby Rescue.
We have a box outside our center. It's called Baby Safe. Our baby safe is always there, opened, it's not locked. It is for someone who doesn't want to talk to us. Sometimes they are on their way at night and then they're like, okay, maybe if I dump my baby inside this toilet, nobody will recognize. We say it's better if you place your baby inside our baby safe because there are people there who stays 24 hours every day. So once you place your baby there, your baby will be rescued.
We work with adoption agencies and help give that child a safe home and a safe place until they're able to be adopted.
Impact Africa is a totally different place due to the influence of Gateway. Not only just boots on the ground, but also with the materials, the education, the coaching, the mentoring, not just directly to the Africans, but as well as to our leadership and to our staff and to our team. That influence has felt ripple effects around the world.
Another thing that we are so stirred by is the idea that everyone should have the right to worship God in a healthy, vibrant church. Unfortunately, in some parts of the world, that is not so easy when Christianity is met with open hostility. You know, I think of believers in places like Syria, where ISIS and war have completely destroyed communities and lives. But we've been able to come in with churches from around different parts of the world and work with widows and orphans who've lost their fathers to war and rebuild their homes and even help pastors in some of these communities rebuild their churches. The reason we do this is because we're declaring that God's heart is always to restore what the enemy destroys. A big part of what we're called to do is see what God is already doing in the world and get involved. And so a component of that is giving financial resources into certain kinds of ministry projects and initiatives. And one of the things we've seen that God is doing at this time that's very exciting is in the movement of Bible translation. When you get God's word in your heart language, the language of your emotions, the language of your soul, God's word begins to get down into the nooks and crannies of your life in a way that it never could before. Our goal is not to be the answer to every need, but our goal is to hear God, believe God, and obey God. When we look across the need in the world, we see hungry children, we see those that have no education, we see victims of trafficking and injustice, and we know they can't fight for themselves, but we have the means, the voice, the resources to rescue. We have to do this. You need to know, it does not matter the size, little or big, when you are generous and you, out of your faith and worship to God, give. God is taking those gifts and doing incredible things all over the world.
This is the story of the church that God wrote from the beginning. His body, His bride, serving the lost and bringing hope and peace in His name. A church unhindered by boundaries, undeterred by obstacles, and unafraid of the darkness. Fully alive, fully empowered, and fully united under the banner of Jesus. This is who we've been. This is who we are and who we will continue to be to the glory of God.